The UC Climate Solutions Channel, an online hub for the latest research and best practices from the University of California to address the impacts of climate change. See how you can help at uctv.tv/climatesolutions.
I'm Claire Napuan. I'm fortunate enough to be the second climate action champion from UC Davis, and I have to give mad props to UC Davis for selecting a second, and for the Office of the Provost and College of Ag and Environmental Science, as well as HARCS for funding a second project. I'm going to be probably the shortest presentation today of all the climate champions, and I'll probably be the only one without a graph. So I was planning to say that, and then I didn't see a graph in Kurtz, and I got really worried, and then all of a sudden you completed that punchline for me. So I come from a kind of a very different field than the other presenters today. I'm a landscape architect and architect by training. My work is in participatory design, community engagement, digital humanities. And my efforts at addressing climate change sort of take a different approach. While the big sort of technological top-down fixes are important, we need policy, we need technology, we need infrastructure to address this sort of global scale that is associated with the impacts of climate change, right? So this is kind of just an image to show that, but we know this. I'm not going to talk at length about this, but this is kind of, you know, the big picture. Climate vulnerability on a global scale, and then on a global scale again, this is an image from COP21, this Paris climate talks that were signed back in November. Our project is sort of the inverse of that. It's an attempt to engage communities with the conversation of climate change, to try to diversify that understanding, to broaden and expand the communities that contribute to that dialogue. It's an attempt also to kind of reframe the way we talk about it from global scale to local scale. And so our project was launched about a year ago as a pilot funded by the University of California Humanities Research Institute. We partnered with the Institute for Sustainable Economic, Education, and Environmental Design, which is the acronym is ICEED, and they're an Oakland-based environmental justice group that integrates with local San Francisco Bay Area youth, particularly youth in vulnerable communities, youth of color, underrepresented minorities. And so we went to them with this kind of global scale climate information, but we also asked them, well, what are you interested in? Where do you live? What are kind of experiences that you have with the projected impacts of climate change that you may or may not know? And we rescaled that vulnerability data to something that they could understand, that something that was at the scale of their neighborhoods, their bus stops, their transit. And so there's an image there of us trying to working through the kind of implications of climate change in their area, within their region. So we showed them a range of maps, regional, local, even street view, and we had them literally put themselves on that map, figure out where they worked, where they lived, how they commuted, and really tried to show them the relationship between what their communities look like, how they operate, and a relationship to resilience and vulnerability to climate change. We also asked them, what are you interested in? What are the major concerns within your community, within your neighborhoods, in your schools, and in your families? Because they might not understand, or a lot of the students and the youth that we worked with didn't understand the relationship, for example, of climate change and health, public health, or the relationship of climate change and race in urban areas, climate change and environmental equity. So we tried to draw those connections through the workshops. We had 2-day-long workshops. This is in the spring of 2015. And between that time, we asked them to use social media, something they were already engaged with, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, to think about their own environments, the experiences they were having, and ask themselves, is there a relationship to what I'm experiencing? To climate change. And if so, we had them tag it, our changing climate. And it was kind of a unique experience, or a unique exercise. We didn't ask them to go and chase images of, you know, polar bear habitats and, you know, glaciers melting. We asked them to just live their lives, do the thing that they already do, which is post and tweet and photograph ad nauseum, but to just take a moment to layer over that a kind of critical thinking of, is this showing me an impact of climate change? Is this showing me a condition in my neighborhood that has resilience or vulnerability to it? What are the relationships? And then to use that as a way to kind of open a dialogue within their kind of social networks. So here's just an image of some of those posts that kind of arose within the first 6 weeks. And it was really fun. I'll just point out a few of these that were interesting. We had one student who thought she was going to go out and, you know, take pictures of sea level rise and drought. And the truth was she found herself in a classroom quite often. And so she started just taking pictures of what she was eating. And then thinking critically about where that food was coming from and how far that travel was and what was actually in season. And so she started to build this dialogue between food choices and their relationship to greenhouse gas emissions. And so if you follow her feed, there's a wonderful sort of digital narrative that comes up with linking a personal act, behavior change, decision-making with conditions of climate change. So we've started aggregating all of these posts, and I welcome you guys to kind of contribute to this. We have a website now, ourchangingclimate.us. It's sort of a beta soft launch, so don't be too critical on us. But if you have a chance and you're interested, please take a look. Also, please consider contributing to our network. We've actually developed these sort of analog prompts. They're sort of like scavenger hunts. They're based off of the 12 major themes that arose from our pilot workshops, themes such as flood, drought, food waste, infrastructure, health. There's a list of them if you go to our website. But we developed these little cards. One side gives us a kind of a resilient aspect of it, the other the vulnerable. And so if you take one, it's sort of your prompt to sort of as you live your day, you do your commute, go to work, work in your yard, take your kids to school, whatever happens to be. If you see evidence of that condition, whether it's resilient or vulnerable to climate change, you use this, you photograph it, and you tag it, and it becomes part of our network. So before you leave today, we have a stack of these scavenger cards at the front door. So if you'd like to grab one, that'd be great. So really what we see here is what we're finding here is that there's an opportunity to sort of engage a broader and more diverse community with these issues. It's sometimes hard for some communities to understand the sort of technical jargon associated with climate change. But by bringing it home and connecting it to their real everyday lives and drawing that link between what they are interested in and climate change, we can start to engage more communities in that effort towards adaptation and mitigation. And I'll just share two of my favorite quotes that came from the youth groups that we worked with in the San Francisco Bay Area. One of them said, "I now understand climate change in the small." And then another student said, "I used to think climate change was something for people smarter than me to talk about, but now I know it's about everything and needs to engage everyone." So both of these quotes are on our website as well as some others, but I encourage you to check it out, and I encourage you to all contribute to our network. Thank you.